another amazing week. I mentioned last week as I was developing this computer class curriculum thing, I went back to make some improvements. Like I wanted higher standards, found lots of problems to fix. I did it again. And I'll tell you, there's a standard that we all set for ourselves. And I said, what was the saying that either you will make sacrifices for your dreams or your dreams will be the sacrifice? You know, if you don't have standards, then the standards will set you. And you end up being rejected. If you don't reject things that don't meet good standards, then good standards will end up rejecting you. So this week, I'm just like, no, it's not good enough. I've got to raise the standard. I don't need perfection, but there's a certain level at which you just know that you're not doing a good job. And it takes longer to get stuff done when you're like that. Well, I went back to put things the way that they should be, to do things that are actually proper, to do enough that it's useful to people, to show enough in this curriculum I'm making that it demonstrates useful tools and websites that people need all the time. Not just to put some of this code there and look, you saw some of the code and now you see how the code works. We'll call it a class. No. I want to use the code to do stuff that people actually do. And that takes a little bit of time. So I went back, I raised the standards, and guess what I found? I found all kinds of mistakes that I had made, all kinds of things that weren't working correctly, all kinds of bad examples of how not to do things. You know, you do something the first time and you're blasting through it trying to get it done and you overlook stuff. And the only reason that I went back and found bugs and I found things that were making stuff break, things that weren't done really the right way, that was like, you know, it would have raised questions. Teacher, why are you doing this? Because I was lazy and didn't fix it. That's not a good answer when you're making a book. So I found these other problems only because I raised my standards and went back over the work I'd already done and brought it up to snuff. So, well, I don't know. I mean, that I'm sure, is that a lesson for coders, or is that the latest progress that I've got on my computer curriculum? Look, when this computer curriculum's done, you're going to love it. You're going to want it. Whatever you are, your life will be better if you understand computer code, because you deal with it all the time. You just don't see it. You will understand why your app takes a long time to load and why that's actually bad. You will understand who was a good web developer, who was a good, well, anywhere, you know, software, you know, local software, internet software, it's all the same. And that'll make sense. You will understand apps and you will be a user that's in control of your life when you use computer programs, if you have some sort of an idea of how code is thinking underneath the hood, underneath all that prettiness that you click on. And that's what I developed this curriculum for. It's to give an earthy, organic understanding. To talk about how things are learned for a minute here. Why are some children prodigies? Why are some people amazing at stuff? The reason isn't because they're born with better brains. Somewhere along the line, something happened where the thing that they're good at made sense to them. They had a teacher that explained it. They had questions and something was there to answer those questions, or someone was there. Somehow, they understood something, which probably anyone can understand if it's simply explained. Now, we all are geared differently. But that doesn't mean that most of us are going to run through life not knowing anything and that's somehow supposed to be normal. So many times, teachers and textbook writers and curriculum developers get in this lazy mode where they just start listing the information and then expect students and pupils to just remember it all and call that understanding. There's a place for objective tests, but just cramming for the right answers for a test doesn't mean you're going to understand enough to be awesome at something. Sooner or later, if you want to be good at something, someone or something has to make it understandable or explain it so that it makes sense. And that's all that I wanted to do in my computer curriculum. I wanted the computer to make sense. And I use basic computer language to do that. Now, is that going to make the average ordinary person able to make sense out of computers? Yeah. Is that going to make an interested software developer awesome one day? Yeah. Understanding stuff is good no matter who you are. So the curriculum that makes someone awesome at something and the curriculum that makes people able to understand something when they're just ordinary people is the same curriculum. We have so many of these notions that we just accept and we go through life and we think, it's always this way and that's how things are. And we make these assumptions all the time, limiting ourselves, not knowing that we're making those assumptions and certainly not knowing that they limit us, and especially certainly not knowing that they limit us without there being a need to be limited. It's a false limitation. And we're basic slaves to our minds. Well, last week I went swimming with that one kid. He was doing amazing. His mom came to the pool. They took pictures. He swam the full length of the pool several times. And all it was just on the fifth session, he was going. And I think the fourth session, I actually did an hour. But it was four sessions. It was 30 minutes once a week. And all I did was tell the kid, get in the water and push the water. Feel how you push the water. Push the water. You got to push the water with your hands. Don't do that silly thing where your hands go down to your side and you just flop them below you and you sink, because it's not going to help you swim. You've got to reach your arms out and push the water like a bird pushing its wings through the air. Just push the water. If you move your hands back and forth, you're not pushing, you're changing. So you want to make big, wide sweeps so that you're pushing as long as possible and changing direction as little as possible. Push the water. And I tell him, stay there, stay afloat. Keep going. You keep going. Don't stop. Keep going. Keep going. Don't stop. I'd tell him to push the water, and then I'd push him. It's not hard. Why does it take people so long to learn to swim? Swimming is not hard. It's not complicated. So, learning is an easy, doable thing. It's an interesting thought. I've done lots of learning with lots of different things. I'm over here in Asia, dealing with all kinds of different learning. At the gym. Oh no, I've got the gym membership thing going. Bodybuilding is going rather well. I suppose you could follow me. I did the Taiwan Instagram account, JCUSATW. You could see what's happening there. It's all Chinese. It's geared toward a Taiwanese audience. I'm getting to the end of the membership and the 30-day challenge. I got 1 week left. And so I'm kind of up for another challenge. Maybe I'll try to make a goal that I can do skateboard jumps. I'll be able to achieve some certain skateboard tricks and maybe some dance moves within the next 30. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I kind of like having physical goals that I set for myself and seeing what challenges I can meet. Well, I know that's kind of the latest thing that I've sort of attained here. But I'll tell you, it will be a whole lot easier to focus on stuff once I can get my computer curriculum out of the way. Taiwan special, busy, interesting this week. See you tomorrow.